What a beautiful day. I'm going to give our call to worship this morning out of the first chapter of the book of Hebrews. And if you're not familiar with that passage, I hope that you'll pay rapt attention and look at the wonderful things that are said and told to us by God about our Lord Jesus Christ. And the centrality of the Lord Jesus is what we're experiencing here today. If we're going to talk about something else, we're missing the point. The Lord Jesus is central. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who, being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Praise him. Being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee? Or again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten unto the world, he saith, Let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels he saith, Who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest. They shall all wax old as doth a garment. And as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. But to which of the angels said he at any time, Sit on my right hand, until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Beginning in chapter 2, Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Father, we thank you for your written word, Father, which so wonderfully portrays and tells us about the living word, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, this morning I ask that your Holy Spirit would indeed fall on this place, and you would open our eyes and our ears, Father, that we might see and hear the wonders that you have for us from your word. To your glory, Father, asking these things in Jesus' name, amen.